Dusk has fallen on the streets of the city. One by one, the lights in the shop windows have gone out until only one lighted window remains, the magic Christmas window. Susan and Peter hurry through the shadows until they step into the circle of its magic light. There is joy on their faces as they look through the glass into the window.
It's still there, Peter. The light is still there.
I know, Susan. Somehow I was almost afraid to look. The spirit might be gone.
It does seem almost like a dream, doesn't it? That we should be able to go inside.
Here it is, Peter. The magic Christmas window.
Gosh, more toys than ever before.
And the tree. Peter, see the tree? Has more decorations.
Gee, I can hardly wait to get inside.
Me too. Oh, I wish the magic would hurry.
Here it comes, Susan. Listen, the glass is disappearing. Come on, let's go in.
Isn't it wonderful?
The most beautiful tree I've ever seen.
Peter, it's a little gingerbread man all wrapped in shiny cellophane.
He almost looks real, doesn't he?
I am real. Real gingerbread, that is.
It's the gingerbread man, Susan. He's talking to us.
But I didn't know gingerbread men could talk.
Of course we can talk. Wait, I can do a lot better without this wrapper around me. There.
We're sorry if we disturbed your nap.
Oh, I wasn't sleeping, really. I couldn't help thinking how much you reminded me of a boy and girl I used to know.
Were they brother and sister, too?
As a matter of fact, they were. That's quite a story.
Oh, we love stories. Please tell us about it.
Yes, please do.
Very well, then. Here, let's make ourselves comfortable under the tree, and I'll begin. Well, a long time ago, there was a poor farmer who lived with his two children, Hansel and Gretel, on the edge of a great forest. One day, not long before Christmas, Hansel and Gretel were sitting together, warming themselves by the small fire in the hearth.
Why so sad, Gretel? You've been staring into the fire so long, you've scarcely said a word.
I'm sorry, Hansel. I've just been thinking.
What about?
About Christmas. Father says we'll have none this year. It's a little money.
We'll just have to think of things that don't take money.
Like what?
Well, we could have a Christmas tree at least.
A Christmas tree? Oh, could we really, Hansel?
Why not? There are plenty in the forest, and we can take our pick.
Oh, Hansel, let's.
All right, then. Come on, get your things. There's little time till nightfall.
And so Hansel and Gretel wrapped themselves warmly and went trudging into the forest in search of their Christmas tree. At last, night fell, and the hoot of the owls and the night noises frightened Gretel.
Hansel, please let's go back. It's too dark to find our tree now, and I'm so cold.
I'm sorry, Gretel, but we can't go back. Not just now.
Can't go back? Hansel, we're not lost.
I don't know. I thought we were making a circle, but the forest is only getting thicker.
Oh, Hansel.
Don't cry, Gretel. Please don't cry. When daylight comes, we're sure to find the way.
I hope so, Hansel. I hope so.
Hansel fixed a place by a big oak tree, and covering themselves with leaves for warmth, the children lay down and went to sleep. In the morning, Gretel was the first to awaken. She stretched her small arms and rubbed her eyes, and when she sat up, she rubbed them again. For there, straight ahead through a clearing in the forest, was the most amazing sight she'd ever seen.
Hansel, wake up! Wake up!
What is it?
Look, Hansel, to the clearing in the woods.
A house. A tiny white house.
And so beautiful. Hurry, Hansel. Let's have a closer look.
Gretel, do you see what I see?
I think so, Hansel, but I can scarcely believe my eyes.
Look, the walls are made of icing and the roof is of colored bonbons.
Here's a setter made of stick candy and another made of peppermint. Do you think we dare eat a piece? I'm so hungry.
So am I. Perhaps if we took it from where it won't show.
Eat your fill, little one. What matter if it show? There's more where that came from.
Hansel, who's that?
It's me, the owner of this place.
Oh, hello. We're sorry we didn't see you standing there.
All well enough. Come in. There's a pot boiling with good rich you and all manner of cakes and things waiting for you.
Hansel, how ugly she is. Please, let's go away.
Away, you say? Don't be so startled. I've sharp eyes for an old woman, if not so sharp an ear. But I know two able-bodied children when I see them, and you suit my plans. Enter, both of you, I say. Enter! Ah, there. That's good. You'll find it best to obey my wishes. Now, we'll bolt the door.
But please, we can't stay long.
Silence! Now, let me look at you. Ah, the boy is nice and firm, but a few more pounds will make it better. Quite a tasty bite. And this little girl can make work light for me.
What are you going to do with us?
Do with you? I'm going to turn you into gingerbread.
Gingerbread?
Aye, to do my bidding as I choose. And then a satisfaction to my sweet tooth.
Oh, Hansel!
Enough! Enough, I say. Go fetch the stew for thy brother. And if he's not fattened by the new moon, I'll put the whip to you both.
Hansel and Gretel were very frightened, but they could see no getting away from the old witch, and so they were forced to obey. You see, I was one of the gingerbread men the old witch had baked long ago out of real gingerbread, and so I saw it all. I wanted to help Gretel, but the old witch was always there, and I dared not speak. But then, one night, Gretel was left alone. Why are you crying, Gretel?
Who are you?
I'm one of the gingerbread men, and I want to help you.
Help me? No one can help me. I'll just till tomorrow, and then it will be too late.
What happens tomorrow?
That's where the old witch is going to turn Hansel into gingerbread. And after that, I'll probably be next.
Oh, no, you won't. Not if I can help it.
What can you do?
I have a plan. There's only one way to stop the wicked doings of the old witch. And if you listen carefully, now, this is what we'll do. Tomorrow morning.
Hi. Hi, you girl. Wake up. Wake up.
Oh, I did not mean to sleep.
I should beat you good for that. But this is a busy day for me. I'll tend to you later. The coals in the oven. Are they good and hot?
I think so.
You think? Do you not know?
I'm sorry. Perhaps if you'd have a look.
And that I will. There'll be no bungling in this venture. Here, I'll unlatch the oven door. I cannot see so well. My eyes.
Perhaps if you poked your head in further.
Yes, it is better this way. Ah, there is enough. I'll just give it a poke more. And... Hey! What are you doing, girl? I'll break the poke your body. What are you doing?
Gingerbread man! Help me! Help!
Here I am. Here I am, Gretel. Push! Push! She's in! She's in!
Lock the door! Lock it quickly!
It worked. It worked.
Gretel, what is it? Are you all right?
Oh, Hansel.
I heard you yelling a commotion.
It's the witch. It's the witch, Hansel. Gretel pushed her in the oven.
In the oven? You mean the witch is gone?
Yes, Hansel, yes. Her evil spell is broken. And now we can be free again.
Yes, Hansel and Gretel were free again. The next day, a friendly woodchuck led them through the forest and home again, where they spent the merriest Christmas ever and lived happily ever after.
What a wonderful story.
Look, Susan, the gingerbread man has stopped moving.
And the cellophane is coming round him again, like magic.
Of course, Susan, it is magic. After all, this is the magic Christmas window, isn't it?
That's right, Peter. And anything can happen.
It's getting late, Susan. I think we'd better go.
All right, help me down. Listen, the glass is coming back again.
I guess that's all the magic for tonight.
Yes, for tonight, Peter. But let's come back real soon. Maybe we'll have another adventure in the magic Christmas window.